I'd like to start again from the Mishnah. Perhaps it will get a little bit more clearer and we'll learn the Tosfos in also. Hashoicheit echod ba'if, a person shechts once him in ba'if, or shnayim be'behemah, shchitosei k'sheire. So the shchit is kosher. Says, to the shyness of b'dievet, hashoicheit if he shechted, shchitosei k'sheire. Also loshen b'dievet. Doesn't say loshen shoichetin. V'rubai shel echod kamayu. And roiva v'simen is equivalent to the whole simen. Ab Yehuda Omer ad sheyishchait es havride. Not sufficient to shecht the simonim, one should also shecht the veins from the roish to the lev. And this is by a knife, we'll see in Tosfos, this is by a knife, because normally one can be tzeila or oif. Without cutting it in pieces, one is tzeila, the complete oif. And if the v'ridin were not cut, so there's too much dam in the oif that the tzliya could be moitzi. So therefore, one should shecht the v'ridin to make sure that the dam left the oif. Chatzi echad ba'oif, ve'echad v'chatzi be'behema. The person shechted half a simen ba'oif, or from the two simonim of a behema, he shechted one complete simen, and the other he shechted a half a simen, shritasei psula. Roiv echad ba'oif, ve'roiv shnai be'behema, shritasei k'sheira. That l'cheira seems repetitious. We had the beginning of the Mishnah, v'rubai shel echad kamayu. Let us see Rashi, Ashechet, Shchitosei, Ksheira, Bigmore, Porich, Shnayim, Bibehema, My Loshen, Dievet, Shaykh, Bei, Shechted, both complete Simonim, Elokamo, Yishchet, Bielach, how much should he shecht already? Echod, Boiv, Bigmore, Toni, Taimo, by one Simon is sufficient by a night. Berubai shel echod shel kol echod ve'echod. Bridin chutei atzavo shemekalchin es ado. Begmar meforish ta'oif koi imishum lohoitzi es adam. We want to be moitzi the dam before it's liya. Roi ve'echod ba'oif begmar ha'porech atone le'reishet. Zekteisves ha'shoichet Rab Yehuda Omer ad sheyishchait es ha'bridin. The necessity to shecht the v'ridin is dafke by a knife, and this is not mitam hilche shchite no hoyel b'tzoleyoi kuloi ke'echot mukilo b'gmore. The reason of shechting the v'ridin is to ensure that the dam left the oif, because by a behemah a person does not roast the whole behemoth, he cuts it up in pieces, and there is enough mokim al yedei the chitoch that the dam will drain. But over here, if he only shechs the simonim and does not shech the verit in the veins, so there is too much dam contained in the oif, and it is not capable for the tzliya to be moitzi the whole dam. Rabbi Yudik came along, and that Tosfos says we paskin like Rabbi Yudik, and Omar beperikame de brochis, Hizaru bevoridin ke Rabbi Yudik. The Gemara says one should be nizar, and the voridin like Rabbi Yudik. Venire de davke lechatchile koma Rabbi Yudik. Now Tosfos says this din, now what Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad sheyishchait es haveridin, perhaps the Loshen is a little misleading. The Loshen would be mashme that it is not kosher unless he shechs the veridin. The It is not sufficient till he shechs the veridin. And Taisus says, no, it's only a chatchila dikadim. Aval im tzoloi di evet, v'loi nechtechu aviridin. What if it was roasted, and he didn't cut the veridin, shori. Kidemuchach bigmore. The kamar of pope, bigmore has a different mahalchim. It says in the Reisha, Rubai Shal Echot Kamoyu. It says in the Sefer, Roiv Echot Boiv Roiv Shein Bebeim Shritosek Sheira. The Gemara wants to solve this problem. Why is the Mishnah repeating itself? That Roiv is sufficient. So, Rapope says, Reisha Bechulen. The Reisha is speaking about Chulen. I behemoth chulin, you say, ruboy kekuloi. The Sefer speaking about kotche. You also say, ruboy kekuloi. So Rapope says, how do I know that the Reisha is speaking about chulin? Mehoche, the comma, Rab Yehuda, ad she yishreit es avridin. Rab Yehuda said that you have to shecht the veridin. Upligi, rabonon olay. It seems that Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said, when you shechted the behemoth, make sure to shecht the veridin. What had Rabbi Yehuda said? This vice of the time the Kama disagrees. This is Rabbi Yehuda's, Ashtik Teire, you should shecht the veridin. V'hi amrit bekotchim, if we're speaking about kotchim, amai pligi olei, so why are the chachomim choylek on Rabbi Yehuda, who atmai ledamu tzorech, the zikher a inyan to be moitzi roiv dam. So why should the chachamim be choylek and Rabbi Yehuda? So akochoch is speaking about chulin, and they hold it's not necessary. The e Rabbi Yehuda, that's the raya from Rav Pope, that the Reisha is speaking about chulim, because it would speak about kochim. The chachomim would zikha agree lechatchile, and one should shech the veridin. So Tosfos asks, the e Rabbi Yehuda b'diyeved nami osa, if we will say according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's b'di'evet, it's possible, duma lechatchila moide rabona, b'di'evet pligi alei. So what's the ray that the Reish is speaking about chulim? Could be it's speaking about kotchim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that chulim b'di'evet, the korban is possible, and the chomim holds, no, zicha lechatchila, one should do it. In the Gemara, it would seem, if it's speaking about kochim, there could never be a machloikis, because the chachomim are also moide, that lechatchila you should shecht the veridin by kochim. So it seems, so that Rabbi Yehuda is also only lechatchila dikadin. Lekach nira de pshit alei, to Rabbi Yehuda loikoma ela lechatchila. Rabbi Yehuda is lechatchila, so the Gemara says it. If it's kochim, the chachomim zicha would not disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. But the comma betei sefte, the Rabbi Yehuda poisel bo'if at she yishchet es haveshet be'es havorim. Now there's a lotion of poisel. Poisel is, it doesn't sound too lechatchiladik. Lav davke poisel b'diyevet, ela kloima oso. So what does that mean? So I saw in Yisra Baruch, he brings down, it's oso to be tzoyle. That means if you did not cut the veridin, don't be tzoyle doif unless you cut it up in pieces now. That, it's also to be tzoyle doif and oif sholem. It shouldn't be tzoyle of kulikachot. If he did do it, it's kosher with the evidence also. But lechatchila one should not be tzoyle and oif sholem. Chatzi echot boif. We heard from in the Mishnah, chatzi echot boif. That's possible. So Taisus says, who adin chatzi kol echot? Afilu, he shechted chatzi of each semen. It's also possible by oif. Agav, roiv echot, it says right before, rubei shel echot, so it says chatzi echot is possible. Noket chatzi echot. Umi reishen amish milei. that chatzi echad is posel, the davke roi bine, b'loi nokte ala agav de boi lemisne echad v'chatzi bebehima. It says a second aloche, that one and a half simonim are also posel, av agav davitvei meroi v'ashnayim, even though if one and half of the simonim were geshochten, so this is more than Rav Shnaim, Bein Akel, is also Shchitos Epsula. Zog the Gemara, HaShoychet Diyevet in Lechatchil Oloi. And it's going on, at least the first two cases, HaShoychet Echad Boi, for Shnaim Bebeima, Shchitos Epsula. Which it seems after Diyevet. Bebeima Lechatchil Oloi, if you shechted the two simonim of a Beheima, it's no good. At kamo lishchit velezo, how much lishchit? Iboy yiseima a echod ba'if. It's going on echod ba'if. That l'chatchile, he should not shecht echod ba'if, he should shecht both simonim ba'if. But yevet, if he shechted one simon, it is also good. So we had mentioned last week that according to Tosfos, Tosfos learns la'chatchila min ha'Torah one should shecht both simonim ba'if, b'diyeved if he shechted one simon it is kosher. Rashi and Daf Chof Aleph Amad Beis says that la'chatchila you should shecht the whole simon. But the second simon bechlal yina mechuyev to shecht min ha'Torah, and Tosfos asks a kasha from our Gemara. Here it says, e'echod ba'oiv, el'chatchila, you should not only shecht one simon, you should shecht both simonim. That's Tosfos kasha and Rashi. Ha'shoichet, let us see what Rashi says over here. The eved mashme, hilkach koshelon, Beis bebeheime lechatchila loisagi bohochi bitmir ha'echad ba'oich koi ha'shoichet lechatchila atzrechu rabbonon tavayu. So Rashi says lechatchila one should be the rabbonon, one should check both simoni mishum ha'choke la'aveire Dilma loyosi lemeved ruba decha. That means, if one will shecht api ikeradin, if one will shecht api ikeradin, so lemaise, he'll shecht the kone, and by shechting the kone, could be he'll think he's shechting roiv of the kone, he's only shechting half of the kone. So therefore, Chazal wanted to make sure that the roiv of the kone will be geshochten, so they said you should shech both simonim, the kone and the veishet. So for him to shech the veishet, he'll have to first shech the kone. So he'll shech the whole kone, in order to shecht the veishet, so we are assured that the kone will be geshochten properly. Now, I saw today in the some sefer b'zan a Megina Shloime, that the Megina Shloime says as follows, that according to Rashi, Rashi and the Chof Aleph Amid Beis says two halachas. Rashi says, min ha'Torah you shecht one simon. The other simon does not have to be geshochten at all. That's one aloche, Rashi says. Rashi says another aloche, that min ha'Torah ruba is kosher, but l'chatchila one should shecht kulay. It means, be'emison, the whole simon has to be geshochten. You can get away with ruba kikulay, but l'chatchila one should shecht the whole simon. Now, it would seem, and the Megina Shloime says, this is Shitas Rashi over here, according to the first Loshon, is Kan Shoyel Aben. So, the Shaila is, so why do you have to say to Shecht both simonim, Mahuda the Kiyid, the Rubik Kuli is only a Bidiyabet, so there's a Mitzvah Chabchila to Shech the whole simon, so. So Vaistais Chazal were afraid, yeah, Mahuda the Kiyid, there's no Shaila. But there are other Yidin who, if Bidiyabet is good, it's also good. I don't have to be. The Chazal were afraid of the other Yidin who make a Shechita. If Bidiyabet is good, it's good enough for me. Seem to say over from the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, "Alavai, we should be yates all the mitzvahs b'diavad." I mean, who says? We say ki'ilu ki'amtiyo. We hope for the best about kaponim. So there's a yid that, doesn't make all the durim. He'll be yates with roivsim. And Chazal were afraid there'll be such a yid. And this yid lemaisa, you can't tell him shech the whole simon. Good, roiv is enough. Will do roiv. So Chazal, in order. La ha-choke la-veire. Koi ha-shoich v'chathil ha-truchu rabonun tavai mishum ha-choke la-veire. They were afraid la-mais in this b'di-evidik a yid won't make a b'di-evidik a shchita. He'll make less than roiv, or he'll make machze. So me-mele, the only way that we can get him to so we should make sure that Roiv is geshocht, and we told him you have to shecht both simonim. We told him you have to, Mr. Rabon said you have to shecht both simonim. If he didn't shecht, so Memele, we won't pass on the oif, but we told him the Rabon said you have to shecht both simonim. And Kan Shayla Ben, and what happens by a behemoth? By a behemoth, you have the same problem. I think by a behemoth, you don't have a solution. So what should you do? I mean, there's not the way to what to do. If he's a lechet chaladiki, he shechts tamazai both complete simonim. And he's not a lechet chaladiki, so, I mean, what should we tell him? We have no way of ensuring that he'll be able to, we have no way of being machik him in Aveira. So fafalim. But al kaponim by oif, we had a way to be machik him in Aveira to tell him that the Rabbana said you have to shecht both simonim. Chachomim said that, if you machuyit to shecht both simonim. And that way we'll ensure that one simon will be properly geshocht. That's one mahalach that it says Aloshim b'diyeved, because ba'oif chazal machayev him lechatchilat or machayev him to shech both simonim. V'iboy yisayimo aruboy shel echot kamoyu. It's going, and it says ruboy shel echot kamoyu. So then, according to Rashi, this is not a gzeira d'rabbonon. This is min ha-Torah, even though ruboy kekuloi. But that's only one should shecht kuloi, and the b'diavad ruboy kikuloi. Now we have to understand the second v'iboy yisayimo. I saw the har in the yisa broche about the lashon of the mishnah is moiridik modne. Let's learn the mishnah elech ashoichet echad boy, which according to the second lashon that's good lechatchila. Ushnayim bebeheime, that's good lechatchila. Shritos like Sheira, that was a problem with the Loshim B'dievet. The Ruboy Shelechot Kamoyu, this is B'dievet. So it should have said, Shoichtem Echot Boi, Ushnayim bebeheime, Hashoichet Ruboy Shelechot, is Shritos like Sheira. If I can't, if it's going on this din, the Reish is going that he shechted a ganze simen by oif, a ganze simen by a beheime. But two simonim by behemah. And here you say, Sheikhet Shchitos Ekshere, which is loved up, and it's going on Rubi Shalachot Kamoyu, and then it doesn't say Bechlal the Losh of a Sheikhet Mekshere. So therefore, the second Viboy Yisayim al Pipshat is very difficult to understand. Zog Toysvis, Shnai Bebehemah, Lechatchil Aloy, Ad kama lishchet v'leisel. Fraktoisves ve'im ishum v'ridi. Maybe the Tana means it's b'diyeved because you only shechted two samonim, that's not good l'chatchile. L'chatchile you have to shechte v'ridim also, b'diyeved if you didn't shechte v'ridim, it's also good. So maybe that's pshat in the Tana, that the Tana Kama is telling us that l'chatchile you should shechte v'ridim. So now let us stop for 1 minute. So what is Taisvis asking? I have shot in the Mishnah. I shoychet shnayim bebehime is b'diyeved it's kosher, even though he didn't shech the berid. But l'chat chile, he should shech the berid. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ad sheyishchet es averid. So what does that mean? So that means Rabbi Yehuda also feel b'diyeved it's possible. And Taisus just said before that a fellow couldn't have you the b'diyeved it's kosher. So this kasha the achoinim is the madura basre and the blei royim is what some of the pshat in Taisus kasha. So Taisus says, yeah, in a chanami. According to Taisus before, the kasha doesn't begin. But Taisus wants to say a fellow on those. So Taisus says, we should be mishum v'ridin a fellow rabbi yudah moide bebeim ahoyil come on. So Taisus is by a behemoth, there's b'chlau no inyan of shechting the beridi. Because you cut it in pieces, and b'meil, there's no problem whatsoever. Zot the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Kahane, minayin l'shchite shehim min atzavo. How do you know that you shecht from the neck of the behemoth? Shenemar v'shochat es ben haboker, this is a pasuk by Kochim, mimokim sheshoch chateyu, from the place from where the behemoth bends down, so you make the shchite, sheshoch chateyu. Two words, shochat, where it bends down, that should be the mokim shchite, bends down by the tzavo, there you should shecht it. Mimai dahai chateyu lishna de dechuyehu. How do you know that the word chateyu was a lotion of being menake, of purifying? Tersi vechite es abayis, biboyiseime mahochet chateyni beize ve'eto. Others ask why they need the Yehuda by the Likot, as first Chite Sabayis, then an apostle from Tillam. Okay. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, min atzavo, min hagoren, from the third throat. Sheshoch, shekoyteif, chateyu. So now Rashi has two translations of chateyu. One pshat is hachshireyu la'achila. You should be machshiret for achila. V'tahareyu. L'chem means you should be metayret from tumas nevela. Lishnachinu chateyu hoitzi es domoy v'nakeyu. You should cleanse it from the dam. Chiti is a lotion, cleaning, purifying. U'lahai lishne. Now, according to the second lotion, Gelsinen chateyu lishne ditruyeyu. That's our Gilsen. Mimai dai chateyu lishne ditruyeyu. So it says in our Gemara that b'mokim sheshoch, you should be menaked from the dam. That's a taish ditruyeyu. Ule lishne kame, the first lotion that Rashi said chateyu is a lotion hachshireyu, lachile. So then you're not goyres. Lishne d'tchuyei, no, lishne d'achshireyu, means tashering. That means there were two girsois in Rashi's Gemara. The Gemara said, b'mokim sheshoch chateyu, and then the Gemara, and chateyu, there was one girsa, menayin de chateyu loshen d'tchuyeyu, so it means to be menaked from the dam. But there was another gist in the Gemara, minayin, the lishne d'achshureyu, it's a lotion of being machshir. It's also, chite sabayis, chatei niveize veta. So, bekitzer, I have a gilu yakro, that the shchita is from the mokim, from the garim, from the mokim where the behemoth bends down. The ema miznova. So the Gemara is takashe, if you're being mahadar, that the shchita should be from a mokim kafuf, the zonav is always kafuf. So memela may be yeshech from the zonav. So the Gemara answers, shach michlal shezokov beina. Shach chatei. That means shach is a lotion, a verb, not a noun. At an adjective. I mean, shach means that he's bending. With the, and the zonav is bent. It's not bending. The zonav is always bent. Bichlal shezokov bina. Vaho shach vaymetu. The zonav is always bent. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ima miznavoy shekofuv tomit. Zameil fakel. That's shach atei, the mokim. That is kafuf tamid, one should shech from there. So the Gemara answers sheshach mashme kaifeif, that where the behemoth bends, v'loy kafuf, not where the where it's bent, michlal shebederech lichosay huzayk. If normally the this mokim is zakuf, and sometimes the behemoth bends this mokim. So the place where the behemoth bends, that's the mokim chateyu. Like the Gemara, so you need a place where the person, where the behemoth bends. Behemoth may oznoit, it seems the behemoth could bend its ears. So memelem, so may be shechted from its ears. So the Gemara injects, we're speaking about kochim. Be'inon dam hanefesh v'leka. It seems from the parsha of Kochim that you zerik dam hanefesh. If the mokim hashchit is doizen, so dam hanefesh will not come out from doizen. Rek the Gemara ve'ema dekora ba'ozel ad dam hanefesh. Maybe you start cutting from the ear and you penetrate further till you'll, the chitoch will reach a mokim that dam hanefesh will go out. V'su, so that's one kasha. So that means we have a kasha, we're learning now according to Rashi. We have a kasha in Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane said, minayin l'shchite shimin atava, because the pasuk says, chateyu b'mokim sheshach. So the Gemara says so. Who says that's minatzava? Maybe it means from the oizen. That's one kasha. V'su another kasha we ask on Rav Kahane. Shiye drosa chaloda hagrome ve'ikar minolo. How do you know you're learning out? You're learning out the mokim mashchita from this pasuk, but how do you know all hilchas shchita? Second kasha. Ela Gemara. See if it says halacha lemoishe misina. There's no pasuk on this. Is shchita min atzava nami Gemara. So shchita min atzava is also halacha lemoishe misina. So the way we're up to now, according to Rashi, so you're up to it. I mean, he said, minayin l'shchita min atzava. Shoch chatei. That's how I know. If the Gemara, maybe it means doizen. But kasha, you don't know me that's up. It's another kasha. You learn, how do you know hilchas shchita that shehi apostles? How do you know? It also doesn't open the pasuk. So I got news for you. So there's a loch l'mayishim mitzina that tells us hilchas shchita. Now loch l'mayishim mitzina also if tells us hilchas shchita tells us the mokim shchita also. So your whole shtik teire minayin l'shchita min atzava we can. Not true. Minayin l'shchita l'mayishim misina. If the Gemara, it's a shchita min atzava, not mi Gemara. V'kro l'may osi. So now, who is saying this? Not Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane is upgefrei. The Gemara is saying this. The Gemara say, Anshuldim, your pshat is doesn't have, is not an emes pshat. So Shchita min Hatzava, we know Lach Lamayshi Misinai. You mentioned the pasuk. Oh, the Kol Lamayosa Delay Leshavya Gistero. Not to make it a Gistero. Let us just go a little further, and then we'll learn Rashi in Tosfos on this. Rav Yema Omakro Bezavachto, a different pasuk, and the same type of a drash. Mimokim shezov chateyu. You should break it, you should cut it. In the mokim, that where you make the cut, the dam will run. Mimokim, that means the cut is among them, the dam will run out. My mashmedai chateyu lishne de mitvahu, the chsiv al tiro val techos, it's a lotion of shvire. So here it means you break the simonim through hitach. The simonim are placed where the dam is off. Ve'ema mechait moi, maybe pshat is, the mokim azive, that means there, it doesn't say that dam is off. It says the mokim azive chateis, mainly the nose of a behem is running, to say that. And maybe you should shecht it in the mokim achaitim. So the Gemara says, no, zov al yedei chitoi veinem, no, v'zovachto, we learn that the chitoi, the shvire, the chitoch makes it zov. V'hai zov me'elefu, the nose, the zive is not through the shchita, it's zov keseda. V'eima me'elefu, so the Gemara says, fine, so all it says in the pasuk, that you have to make the chitoi, chateyu, if this shvire, this chaticha will make dam run out. So, ve'eimo meliboy, maybe you stick the knife into the heart and dam will run out. It's very good. Zov chateyu. You stick it into the heart, the blood will start running out. So, your drash doesn't prove it's minatzavo. Vesu shia drosa halada hagrome veiker minona. Ela gemara. So you have to say this is halach lamayshe mishinai. So if these protheistic halachas are halach lamayshe mishinai, shchita min hatzava nami gemara. Kro lamayose. So again, so you drash, how we know shchita min hatzava? Halach lamayshe mishinai. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Mi oznoi, so Rashi says, shu kaife fo, kshu reitze. Yeah. Dama nefesh, to bekotchim ksi, bedama nefesh, binen lizrike, dechsiv dome benafshiyu, ani nesatib lecham al mizbech, dam shan nefesh yoitze, boi mechapa. Hochi garcina vesu. We'll see in Tyson. This is Rashi's gear. So this is another kashan Rav Kahane. Shie drosso chaloda. Vloi garcina vili taimech. And we'll see pshat in this, what the second gear says. That's Tyson's gear. Zot de gemore ukro le mayos. Kiven del cheshchita locha le mayshe misina heim. So what is the pasuk telling us? Leile shavye gistere shlo yachtech kol amafrekes lishnai. Dochi mashme chateyu hoitzi es domoi vesuloi uleidach lishne Hechshar achilosoi, tahainu asimonim besulot. Now, this amuridike rishash here, Rashi had two pshotim what the taich chateyu is. Does chateyu mean nakeyu min adam? Does chateyu mean hechshireyu? Hechshar, the lotion hechshar. Now, let's make a cheshbon nefesh. But these both pshatim. If chateyu means chateyu min adam. Now, the Gemara just said like this. the Gemara said that, how do I know Hilchei Shechita? I know Hilchei Shechita from Halacha Lemaaseh Misina. So now, before this pasuk, I know Yishecht Minatzava Yikata Saman. That I know. Now you have a pasuk Vishachat. The pasuk Vishachat is coming to tell us, B'mokim Sheshach, Chateyu. We have a two pshatim. Either Chateyu Minada. Take the dam out from Chateyu Minada. So what is the pasuk telling us? I have a lach l'mayish mesina that you shechted from the tzava. What is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is telling us, according to this pshat, how far do you have to cut? I know a shechita you cut from the, that's all, but how far do you have to cut? So the pasuk is telling us, chateyu, just make sure that the dam leaves the samanim. That's what you have to make sure. So therefore, you don't have to cut further, you don't have to cut the mafrekes. So the posik is telling us, the posik is telling us, you don't have to go further. I know you shecht from here, that I know. But maybe you go further. Maybe there's an Indian to go further. No. As long as you got rid of the dam, finish, you don't have to go more. So the pasuk is telling us this is sufficient. You don't have to cut the mafrekes. P.S. If you'll cut the mafrekes, nothing wrong with it. I just said you don't have to cut. The pasuk is telling us you don't have to cut the mafrekes. Now let us learn the second pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi is chateyu means hachshireyu. Hachshireyu means make a hachshir sheet. Now, I have a loch of Moshe Mesinai that what hechsher shechita the simonim, and that's the hechsher shechita. Make hechsher shechita. I have a loch of Moshe Mesinai make hechsher shechita. So what is the pasuk telling me? Don't cut further. How you don't have to cut further? Hechsher shechita I know from the loch of Moshe Mesinai, and hechsher shechita is the simonim. So what is the pasuk telling us? Just make hechsher shechita and don't you dare go further. So then to cut the mafrekes is an issa. We had mentioned last week the Moshe brings down a machloikis harishonim. This din, and the first lashon of Rashi, the law, you shouldn't make it a gisteret. You shouldn't cut the mafrekes. What is pshat? Is pshat is that you don't have to cut the mafrekes. Or you're not allowed to cut the mafrekes. Look, the Hilke Rishash, this is totally in these two lishonos. It matters how you learn pshat. If you learn pshat, that chateyu means make hechsher shechita. So shame shemayim. I have a loch l'mayshem sinai that you make hechsher shechita. So what is the pasuk telling us? Only hechsher shechita. Don't you dare go further. Make hechsher shechita and that's it. The only make hechsher shechita, don't go further. If I learn chateyu means nakeyu, so fakelso, it's telling me how far you have to go. I know shita's from the top, you cut this, maybe go further also. So the pasuk says, no, as long as you took out the dam, that's sufficient. So according to chateyu, nakeyu means you don't have to go further. You don't have to cut the mafrekes. If you cut it, make it tasty. If you learn chateyu means hachshireyu, it means you're not allowed to cut the mafrekes. Let us again see the Loshon Rashi. The loy l'shavye gistrish l'yachtech kol ha-mafrekes l'shnayim. You don't have to cut that. D'ochi mashma chateyu, it says, domi v'su loy, that's all. You only have to take out the dam and that is sufficient. L'idach l'she hachshe achilosei, Dahainu asimonim, which I know already, v'suloi, you're not allowed to make more. We'll see in Taisvis, it's Mordik Meduyik. Now, maybe let us learn Taisvis, just so we will understand the Machlokes Rashi in Taisvis. V'su shiye drosa v'chalode. בכל הספורים גרסינן ולטיימך. עוד רשי, בקונטרס הגיע, וסו. וקושר לפירושה, סוטויס וסאס, אף יגוירס וסו, דיישס קומה לו, דמין, דיישס is slugging up Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane said that how do you know Shchita Minatzavo? V'shochat, shochatayu. That's how I know. I can know if I'm missing no Shchita Minatzavo. Maybe it's Shchita Minhoise. One kasha. Another kasha. And how do you know Shchita? How do you know Hilch Shchita? So my mele, this whole shtick teir is not always gehalten. Via Shas Kamalo, O Masik, the Kroosa, the Loyal Shavi Gistere, Vahim Besomuch, Gabi Kroze Besavach, the Mukil Kalashavi Gistere, Lomo Li Trei Kroi Lohi. So why didn't he two psukim not to make a Gistere? So the Mephoshim explained, they said, I'm going to make a Kash and Rashi. According to Rashi, he had two Amiroim that wanted to say, a makir for shchita. And the Gemara slugged them up, you're wrong. A makir of shchita is Allah l'maisha misina. So now the Gemara, they're wrong, fine. What do you do with the psukim? Well, this pasuk I learned to tell me, you should make gistere. This pasuk I learned to tell me, you should make gistere. Please, you slug them up, so you have your own mahalach, shchita min hatzav and Allah l'maisha misina. Now we have two psukim, so we're asking the maxim of the Gemara. What do you do with these two psukim? Well, this pasuk tells me not gistere. This pasuk tells me not gistere. Shame Yishamayim. Why do you need two psukim? Why do you need two psukim? That's the kash. I mean, the kash is on the matchin. The psukim, you saying, shchita, I know from Allah HaMesh Mitzina. So why do you need these two psukim? To tell me, I shouldn't make it a gistere. I mean, so that you don't need two psukim. This is a kash. The matchin is saying, he's saying, shatan two psukim to tell me one Allah. That's his discussion. The Ashas Kamala, Omasik, the Kro, Osibo, the Shavi Gister, Vahim, the Summer Gabi Kroz of his Avarta, Mukil, the Kroz of the Shavi Gister, Loma, Litrei, Kroi, Loch, and he took him to tell me the same Aloch. Discussion number one. Vahoy, the Meforish, the Loyla Shavi Gister, שלא יחתך הצבא עם הסימונים. היכי משמע מבשוחת. So I saw in the Magi and the Tosfos HaRosh, he brings down the Rishash, and Tosfos is asking on both Lashonos of Rashi. According to the first Lashon, according to the Lashon that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that what I know Shchita. So what is Vishachat coming to tell us? Vishachat is coming to tell us only the Simonim and not the Mafrekes. Prektois vis heiche mashme mi Vishachat. How is this mashme mi Vishachat that it means not that, that is an issa to shech the Mafrekes? Where does it say this in Vishachat? Where does it say not the mafrekes in the Vishachat? Where does it say this? I have a loch l'mayshim in Sinai to tell me that you shech the simonim. Now it says Vishachat b'mokim sheshoch chateyu, you should be marsha. So where does it say here not the mafrekes? I mean Indian legufoit in Indian that not the mafrekes. But where does it say not the mafrekes? That's the Hillel's pshat in the first kasha. Vo'oi, and this is going on the other lashon. The other lashon is coming to tell us that it's sufficient if you shecht the simonim. You don't have to shecht more. Vo'oi, amay sal kedaitach sheyachtech amafrekes. Why do you need a posik to tell me? I have a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that you shech the simonim, so why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you don't have to shech the mafrekes? Ma'echet Eisi, you should have to shech the mafrekes.
Void a meisach, usal kedaitach, sheyachtech ha-mafrekes, achar shchites ha-simonim. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me you don't have to shech the mafrekes? So this is how the Magin, the Tosfos Rosh, wants to say, according to the Rishash, there's two Lashonos in Rashi. One Lashon in Rashi is that you don't have to shech the mafrekes. One Lashon in Rashi is that it's also if you shech the mafrekes. And Taisus is asking, on both Lashonos, where do you see it's also if you shech the mafrekes? Eichi mashma v'shochat. And why do you need a pasuk to tell me you don't have to shech more than the simon? V'nire, so therefore Taisus says, not the way Rashi was Magia, no, the Garsi Vilatai Meir. The Rav Kahane Komalo, Rav Kahane said, Rav Kahane is talking, they're asking Akasha, to Rav Kahane. It says, V'shochach, V'mokim, Sheshoch, Chatayu. That's your kasha. Maybe you make the shritim in the oizen. That was their kasha on Rav Kahane. So Rav Kahane told them, he said, now how do you know, let me ask you, how do you know that Shehi is posel? Loch l'moyshe mi-Sinai. So I'll tell you, there's a loch l'moyshe mi-Sinai, not the oizen. Yes, maybe the oizen. There's a loch l'moyshe mi-Sinai, not the oizen. The tzavo. So I need the pasuk. That means he told them, he says, are you asking me? If you learn from the pasuk alone, v'shach, b'makim sheshach, maybe, b'makim sheshach, maybe means noisy. He says, you're asking me a kasha. Let me ask you a kasha. How do you know that she and Rosa and all the others are pasuk? How do you know? No, so it's a lach l'mayshim sinai. I'm telling you, it's a lach l'mayshim sinai, not the oizen, the tzavo. Because Allah is not taking the top. We'll see in a minute. Rav Kahane Komalo, Shchita min Atzava, Nami Gemara, V'loi Ma'ozmai, V'loi Ma'choytmai. He says, that's true. I have Allah is not taking the Mokim, Shchita is from the neck. Avo, Akati lo yodina mehechel maschil imina oirev kemalika mitzad agorim b'simonim. The loch l'moishim sin, you don't make shchita from the ear, you don't make from the zonov, but you make it from the neck. Now that's a broad statement. The neck is the top of the neck and the bottom of the neck. Where do you start cutting from? Do you start cutting from the top of the neck or the bottom of the neck? That there was no loch l'moishim sin. The loch l'moishim sin was told us the neck, you make shchita on the neck. I'm coming to tell you, where do you start from? Alahachi osi v'shachat loyma mimokim sheshach. So now Kanshay Laban, so how do we know mokim sheshach? So the Taisus HaRosh says, Dahainu minasimonim v'misham hu koifei tchilo. He bends down from the bottom side of the neck. Now I don't know the anatomy of the neck of a behemoth, but could be the muscles that you bend down is towards the bottom of the neck, not towards, could be the top of the neck, schlepsechmit, I mean, but the tchilis akfif is from the bottom of the neck. B'mokim sheshoch chatei. B'mokim sheshoch chatei. The tchilis akfif. So fakar, that is the mekoyer that shchita is from the bottom of the neck and not from the oirev. That's what I'm saying. So according to Tosfos Pshat, Rav Kahane and Rav Yeimer said a shtik teure, and they remained with that. You shlok them up. Gister is the tais. You shouldn't make from the oire. That's called gister. Now let's see Tosfos again. Allah yosi v'shachet loyma mimokim sheshach v'kaime. Hashte milse the Rav Kahane. So now Rav Kahane is what his dictator remains. וקום המנעים לשחיתה מן הצבא, דהיינו גורן, כדסנן לאל שכל הצבא כושל לשחיתה, וכל העורף כושל למליקה. So that is פשט, that's how Tosfos learns פשט in the Gemara. Now, let us continue in Rashi. We just went over the Tosfos to see how Tosfos is chaylik on these two pshatim of Rashi. Lishna achine, now Tosfos says another pshat in the Mokim Sheshoch, Lishna achine lo l'shavi gistere shelo yidrois. That he should not be doiris Afal gav de hulche schiet aloch le meishe mesinehem, yesh mem shenichte buke gein drosse, kine le kamen vi vishochat, im vishochat aloshen o moshach, rigmiri hulche sa ashare. O drosse kori gistero, that means if you put pressure on the chituch, that's called you chop it off, kid is nabe bas nisen, ho yeshoichet vehitis es haroish bebas achat. Alme drosse loschen atosus chosch pabas achas korilo. Deine gistero. Im nei shemoy lecho maybe if he's just bringing the sack and back and forth. Eine choyte chalofi datos. He cuts as much as he wants to cut. Ushuroyte moishech es yodov. So there is a mocking to where he cuts. Aval adoyres. Zeh hachoytech. He chopped down a thin stick, or the last, a kaflet, shechoytech bekoyach, umatis laholom. So then, if you're cutting it that way, so then, the cut goes straight down and cuts the mafrekes. Shezov, shedomezov, chateyu, shavreyu, kloymer chatcheyu, where the dam will start running, there's your shikara. Mechait mai, shuhu zov leich, atomi, to dam bekro leksiv, it doesn't say this dam. Liboy im titka boy sakin, if you'll stick a sakin into the leif, hu zov dam harbe. Loi le shav yegistere, velo yidrois. Och imashme, chateyu ad she yozoi, besuloi. That the chitav should be only till the bezivah, not more than that. Avodayres ain't biyodel l'mnoyev l'mshet yodel. Obolish na'achin, and the other l'shaynes, we have two l'shaynes, k'defrishes chatei admokim shuzov v'saloi, ma'ayol of ma'aykof, it means you don't have to cut further, you're not allowed to cut further. Zok te gemore weiter, דבי רבי שמואל תונה ושוחט, אל תקראי ושוחט, אלא ושוחט. ממוקים ששוחט היו. That you should, whatever חטאיו means, that's the מוקים ששוח where the behemoth speaks. ואימא מלשוינוי, בינן דם הנפש ולקט. Because this is by culture. ואימא דקורא ואוזו, Ad dama nefesh. Maybe you cut from the loshin, and when you go further, till you'll be mighty dama nefesh. Vesu shiye drosa chalode agrome veike minolo. Elo gmore shchite minatzavo nami gomro. Kolom ayosed loy lishavye gisterov. That you should loy lishavye gisterov. And according to Tosfos, this would mean that we should start from the goring of the behemoth, that's from Mokim Shesoch. Evaloch Lamaish Mesina, not from the Loshen. And then you shouldn't start from the Yoyret. Zot Rashi Shesoch, Shemaitzikoy, Loshen Mesayeya Lohitzikoy. Prayeres Naman Yemuni Behemoth Nam Shemitol Reva Medaber Shebel Shoyna.